and time until the block get your eat like a guy. See, you see, one, two, three, and you got single tea. 이미 아는 니 눈치 고개를 돌려 천천히 여기. You see, 여기 보이니. Looking for attention, I guess so.
So, I mean, we don't really need to like sync ourselves up. But we can sing a little song right now if you want to.
Okay, sure.
We can sing the song I was singing earlier.
What, Cookie?
Yes.
I don't actually know that song that well. Sing a part I don't. No, do Attention instead.
Nigga, get up out my
mansion.
No, mine is I need a nigga.
That's just the same song.
For a nigga.
That's just the. You don't even have to change it. That's just. We didn't even sync up though. We didn't sing it. We have to both sing it at the same time.
You got me looking for a nigga.
You got me looking for a nigga. Sadia said she's gonna teach me how to harmonize.
Oh, okay. Let me. Okay. Wait. Let me do the lower harmony. You got me looking for
attention. Oh, sorry, a nigga. My bad. One more time from the top.
Nigga. You got me looking for a nigga.
You got me looking.
Listening, you're going to jail.
Not a singer.
Hi, everybody. The long-awaited return of this one episode of 106 in whole. my name is Mars. And
okay, we couldn't sync up for nothing else but the and.
okay,
and
Luna.
I'm Moon.
Yes, and we're gonna sing you another tune. Not really, but welcome to one. Wait, you know, if you were here right now, you'd be like, "Bitch, wake up! I'm awake."
Do wake up. I'm kind of awake. My girlfriend got a bedtime, so now I got a bedtime. Oof. She be asleep at like 10 p.m.
See, the so old
this
ball
is pushing
chain.
It for me. I know.
See, if I was there, things would
right.
be different.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know what's up.
Different as in your sleep schedule is like, what, 2 a.m. to 5 p.m. or like 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. and then again at like
anyway
on that on that 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. sleep schedule.
Taste it, come taste it. I want to see you try it. If you buy this album, the cops are gonna. anyway, welcome to 106 in New Jeans.
Boo, this isn't about them. Respectfully. Respectfully, this isn't about them.
I'm gonna tell Cashy Boot our nieces.
they better also be orbits. And if they were listening right now, they would understand that I'm trying to get to the meat of it all.
I mean, we can talk about the meat I was trying to get to. Was I really trying to get to it, or was I just ignoring
it? Your orbit meat.
The orbit meat, yeah. The 25-year-old.
Grade A
fanboy.
Orbit.
Yeah, totally.
It's just something about a fanboy. Come on.
I posted a video of my face. He didn't like it this time.
Well, maybe he's trying to play it cool, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to just pretend to be Hyunjin.
Just meow.
We oh my god, y'all, this bread is so good. Okay. Welcome to 106 at Luna, the world
tour.
It's a tour, but it's been kind of a disaster.
Luna, the world, the mess. Son, my vagina. Change the tones, two times a day. Suck it, suck that dick again, suck that dick till it comes. Pussy, 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 Bobby, smack my ass, like the drum. This pussy, how your nigga leaving you hurt? Make him step out on you like phones ringing at church. And the Drake Hotel, so you know we on dirt. Call it views from the six when he looking up my skirt. Roses are red.
Yeah, Luna the mess. No. My music tastes the mess.
No, BBC. For real, because it's really not Luna's fault. Let me make talk one about thing perfectly clear.
The and short that's notice?
My music taste and BBC for the short notice, for the two separate sets of ticket sales,
the
lack of chew.
The fact that we were going to go all the way to Kentucky, I believe.
Kentucky.
Which we should have went to, but
Louisville,
Louisville. And then they dropped tickets for Atlanta. Louisville's nowhere near us.
No. My crazy ass really wanted to go to both. Like, I genuinely was like, well, you know, if we gotta go to both,
the old ball and chain was like, we shouldn't go to both.
She's sensible. She is
she could have kept her ass home.
No, I wouldn't have wanted to see it without either of y'all.
The way I almost didn't come though, when we got to that Airbnb, I was not going back down those steps, but we'll talk about that later. Oh my god, did you miss us?
Did I miss us? Yes.
No, the listeners. No.
Silence, crickets.
We have so many other Black K-pop podcasts, and I'm happy that they exist.
I love that. Yeah,
we've been gone for a while,
right?
And unlike Nicki Minaj, we are not going to be pressed about that. But just know, roaches. They scare like roaches. Oh, we's roaches.
So.
You think Yoja's wearing a fucking shiny crown on her head when she was leading Luna?
To freedom! When she was leading Luna to the States!
To the construction site!
Yo, I'm so bummed that we were down two members for our show. I can't believe Yojin was not there. I'm glad that she was resting if she needed rest.
Okay.
But what about
let's talk about the tour started out with Kim Lo getting mad and having to go backstage because she couldn't deal with anybody anymore.
That wasn't the first stop of the tour.
I'm not the first stop at the top of the tour.
Okay. No, the tour started from like them being like, okay, tickets are going on sale in half an hour, and by the way, Chu's not gonna be there.
Literally an hour before she was not coming.
That for me, like, was the precedence for the whole rest of the experience up until the actual concert. Like, it was just mess and disappointment. And then the girls came on stage, and I was like, it was all worth it.
Yeah, it was.
I would go through all of it again.
Also, San Francisco was also. I think that may have been the same show that Kim Lip. Well, I'm not sure. I don't think it, maybe it is. I don't
think
know.
Something happened more that there was like, I think a small thing and then people, a larger thing in Chicago, but I don't remember.
I just remember people were yelling Vivi. People were yelling over them, over their practice, like English, mints.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to remember these mints and people were screaming and you can't hear, you know, anything that's happening. Like,
yeah,
you can't hear themselves.
Fucking stressful, bro. I understand that, like, I think for the most part it was Orbitz getting overexcited and overzealous and not realizing that they were being assholes. That's what I would like to think. Like, I want to think the best of this Luna fandom. Damn, y'all gotta act right. I think after that, though, I didn't hear about anything else like that happening. I think, like, we did learn from it.
The rat on the light stick.
Rat?
Remember that rat on top of the light stick? So many things happened at Luna concert. That woman who almost gave birth in line at the Luna concert.
No, okay, so no.
Oh my God.
In my attempt to, like, avoid spoilers and things, I've literally just been looking at Luna official account.
The person who came to the concert with COVID?
No.
Not our concert, but... Mm-hmm. Hopefully, but a concert. They literally posted the results online. It's like, the security's looking for... Everyone's talking about me, but they don't know I'm right here. And I'm just like...
Oh my god. Why are you sharing that information? Why did nobody beat their ass? Just kidding. Never mind. I don't condone, you know, randomly
beating
people up. But like
so.
But damn, why did nobody beat their ass?
Like, you're just out here sharing your COVID particles.
And this is why Yoji got
Luna's on stage.
Like, Luna's there. Bitch, are you crazy? Luna's there.
You know, fuck the fans. Oh, yeah, whatever, cool. I mean, fuck
sure,
people.
Like, all right.
Fuck their families. Fuck their babies, I guess. But fuck Luna?
But Luna, too?
Like, fuck the staff. Fuck, like...
Mm-mm.
First and foremost, You know what? Let me be quiet, because... The way I would have got out of my wheelchair and came through the barrier to beat a bitch. Oh, you're the bitch with COVID? I don't care. We're both catching it today.
No, that's fine. I'll get it if it keeps them from getting it.
You want to cough, bitch? You want to cough? I don't care if I'm immune compromised.
Not my girls.
We both gonna be in the ICU.
Oh my god.
And trust me, I do not just talk. All hood niggas love me. Look at my Grindr account. Okay.
So Atlanta show.
Speaking of Grindr, I saw y'all on Grindr.
Y'all who?
Luna
at the Atlanta show? Orbitz?
Yeah, I saw y'all.
Of course.
Y'all were not giving.
Oops.
Just kidding, y'all were, but not like to me personally.
Oh,
not
okay, my type. Okay.
Unless you love
everyone. What are Hyunjin stands called? Do they have a name?
I want to say something very inappropriate.
Okay, we'll skip
it. Very inappropriate.
So everyone at the concert was very cute. When we went to go stand in line for my VIP pass, the person behind us had on their little, like, you know, the golden capes.
Aww.
That came with the light sticks and stuff when those.
The Shein capes, they shipped out for like $100.
Yes, those very ones. Oh, this is the girl that came up to us afterwards too, and you saw her light stick.
Oh, with the light stick? That shit was so cute.
Yes, she was.
They were
so
really cute.
Cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Everyone was so cute.
I think something unfortunate might have happened. Anyway, that's boop. A couple of people in the crowd did pass out. But also, they were handing out water the whole time. And, like, during the day, I know they weren't.
You all right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, exactly like that. but no, it was security guards were, like, handing out water to people in the pit and stuff, which I thought was very good of them. Yeah. They were doing that, and I heard that at least two people still passed out.
No, because the way, like, I'm sorry, like, the way tits were almost flying out at that concert with me there, like, I was almost ready to take my shirt off.
No, it,
like,
was hot. It was
I would have definitely got somebody's attention.
I forgot what I was about to say. Oh, I'm glad that I wore my little, like, sleeveless thing. I was worried that, I was like, oh, what if I'm chilly afterwards? But it's the summertime.
No, it's the summer in the South.
It's Georgia summertime.
Oh, also credit where credit is due.
Sure.
Nobody staying where we were.
Yeah. Yeah, it was peaceful. It was a nice little easygoing section. The people around us were chill. I didn't smell nothing.
I had urine on, like, come on. Yeah.
I suspect towards, like, the very front center. Probably. And, like the dead center of the pit, I feel like that's where it was worse. But additionally, like, maybe people looked online and were like, oh, people are, Orbitz are complaining about Orbitz being stinky.
Let me, but you bitches in Dallas and Houston and San Francisco, y'all weird.
Ooh. What happened in Dallas and Houston and San
Y'all stay.
Oh.
Waiting outside in the morning. Okay, first of all, you in Texas. You in Texas waiting outside the day before?
Day before? Oh my God. Why though? Like, that's crazy to me, because you're doing all this for what? If we all agreed to get there at a reasonable time, no one would have to do this. Like, you don't have to do this.
We got there like
in the nick of time. 30
minutes
actually.
Before like showtime?
Yeah.
And we're still, I mean, we're in front for a reason, because, you know, right. We're Eve's bestie, but yeah, sorry to y'all.
Yeah, no, Vivi was like, hold this spot right here, my girlfriend's coming.
Yeah.
And they're bringing their girlfriends.
Yeah, you know, me and Eve, you know, we text back and forth. We Eve is tired, you know.
I imagine, like, she'd really be out there working. She's a performer.
Also, the tour went from 11 to 8 in Dallas. I mean, Houston, I think. It was either Dallas or Houston. It was they were down from 11 to 8.
11? Wait, huh?
From 11 girls to 8 girls.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait, damn. What is going on? Everybody passing out and shit because they're overworked, under. Oh my gosh, I'm going back to try to find the pictures of the. Let me look at the Luna. Let me get on Twitter.
Full clip is full Ashantia. Can I shout out my boyfriend real quick?
Yes.
So, when this one right here was rolling me a wall, while you were rolling me and while I was pedaling into the venue, yes. This guy started waving at me, and you asked me, do you know him? And I said, no.
I waved back a little bit. I was like, hey.
I waved back to him. I was like, maybe I do know him. I just don't know.
It's dark. Like, how do we? You know, we weren't very close.
Maybe somebody I slept with. I don't know. But, like, I mean, he wasn't, clearly. But I was like, okay, cool. And, you know, he handed me a little poster that I still have. I still keep it with me. And, you know, apparently, unbeknownst to me, the entire night, he kept staring back at me, trying to get my attention. And we do follow each other on my main Twitter now. So, while, you know, you may have been doing the most of the concert, I'm ready to give it a try. I'm single. You might be single. I don't know. And even if you're not, that's not my problem. Yeah.
Never mind.
Oh, so you believe in fidelity. Okay.
No, I was about to say the girl he was with at the concert was his sister, but I can't tell you how I know that.
I can't tell you how I also know that either, too. Oh.
I'm like, that feels like information I really shouldn't have, and I don't remember exactly how I came upon it.
Because we found each other on Twitter.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is the guy that was at the concert.
But yes. I have not made myself known to him on Twitter because, you know, we didn't share anything special.
Oh, no, because he said that was for her, not for you.
Yo. I was like, God damn, I thought you made them. Like, geez, I'm not trying to. Why did he respond so rudely to me?
Well, you weren't me, so.
Damn. I was just trying to get a banner. I wish I had messaged that person when I saw the post instead of waiting till closer to the day of.
Yeah.
Because that pink banner was so cute. The ones that we got are cute too, though. It's the ones with them running on it. It's like the black and red, and they're.
But I got to flip that one, and you know.
It's so good. Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. And you know, it was meant for me solely.
Yeah, that's special.
Yeah. And not for you. But yeah, sir, I know you love Hyunjin a lot.
Right.
You can love me also. I eat bread. I mean, bread is a carb, but I eat it. You know, you saw me, I'm fat, you know, and you might be into that. So what's good?
Okay. And you know, y'all already have Luna in common, so that's a great starting point.
And these thighs, and these pretty brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
No, because like the way he gendered me correctly, I was like, wait.
Okay, oh my god, this is so funny. I was trying to find information about the previous stops on the tour, and I went to the Luna in Houston tag. Uh-huh. The first video is Kim Lip, like, confusedly, disgustedly looking down at a pride flag that someone threw on the stage.
Stop throwing shit on the stage. They stop. Do not.
And especially stop throwing pride flags. Like, they're gonna look homophobic now, y'all.
You know, at the end of this concert, I would be.
Oh my god, please.
No. I would be, you know. The white Kim Lip is probably tired of only one of. You know what? I would be too. And I say that myself as a proud owner.
Yeah.
Of a rainbow body. And I can't say that on this podcast. This is not the right podcast to talk about that. No, but just know, Hyunjin fan, I'm a little crazy too. So, you know,
and passionate. Okay, y'all are passionate people.
What they say about the Joker and Harley Quinn?
Hold on. Hold on. She was fearless and crazier than him. Oh wait, no. He was fearless and she was crazier than him. But one she was two. His queen. And God help anyone who messed with his queen.
And you found out real quick.
He he really looked at me like, no ugly bitch, that shit wasn't for you. Don't you touch me.
Oh, God. He's been nothing but nice to me online, so I don't know. But off of that, off of my almost romantic experience.
Right. It's really not a concert experience without a little romance.
Not a little concert without a little LGBT. I don't know what the LGBT. We get inside. I don't know what you and your partner go do, but you know, security gives me a water because, you know, Eve told security to do that for me.
Right. When we first got in, I had to pee and wash, because you know me and my bladder. I had to pee at the beginning because I was not about to miss a second.
And you did not.
And I didn't. I stayed in the hall. Oh my God, I was so glad. Because for twice I did have to take a bathroom break, but it was during like shot clock or something. And I was like,
we weren't in front of the stage.
Right, no, exactly. So I went to pee and successfully made it through the concert. And the meet and greet afterwards.
I just want to say that. I would like to talk about Hustle though.
Yes, please.
No, but before the concert, we start the Yojin announcement.
Yeah, that was a bummer. And Eve apologized on stage for like people being out sometimes and like being sick and like da 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 da. But if you look at the dates and you do the math, like, it's insane.
They should not. They've been going back to back.
Going.
They literally flew from KCON back to like Atlanta, Georgia to do that show.
Yeah. And they're like there for hours, high energy, looking at people in their faces and shit. Like, no wonder you're tired. I'd be fucking tired too. Like, my body would resent my fans. Right. But I don't know if they do. I don't know. It seems like it does seem like they have fun performing.
No, because my bestie Yves,
yeah,
like, she literally told me before the con, like, she texted me, was like, hey, I'm gonna come to your section, so like, don't let anybody know, but like, I'm gonna be over there a lot. There's some guy in the audience, he's kind of cute, you might be into him, you might not, but he is holding a hundred times, so I'm just like, you know that real quick. But yeah, like, go for it.
Okay, anyway, see you at the show.
You know, I feel about men, but you know, I say that for you.
Eve is a star. Like, she's literally meant to be on the stage. Hyunjin looks like she has fun up there.
Oh yeah, because on the other, on some of the other, like, girl, like, come through.
I know that Kim Lips had a mixed experience on this tour, but I hope overall, like, she had fun and you know, felt the love.
I mean, she did hug that one fan that was wearing the OEC outfit.
Good.
There was this one concert, like a drag show, so what's it? And there were stairs and
I know the one you mean.
She climbed the stairs to go hug and sing to a fan that was wearing the red skirt, white shirt.
The Eclipse outfit. It's cute. Yeah. Cute. There were people dressed like that at our show, too.
Yeah, and, but the cutest outfit was the Chew girl.
The Chew. I was about to say, oh my gosh, I wish I had gotten that person's like contact info. We really bonded. We stood in line after the thing for the whole time, me and like three people were just chatting, waiting, standing. God, the wait was so long.
I saw.
Like, once it started moving, I guess it started moving, but like, I really feel like we were back there for a while.
No, because I saw the line when I was leaving. And I was like, what the hell is this? Like,
But anyway, yeah, the person in the Chew outfit with like the bangs and everything, the YYYY stripey whatever. I was like, you're adorable. While we were waiting in line, we did the little dance, you know, the little kick dance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. Yeah. Waiting in line with Orbitz was an enjoyable experience. It was good all around.
And y'all, some of y'all cute.
Yeah.
You know, some of y'all.
Everyone's outfits were very adorable. I feel like we were all kind of on the same page. Yes. I saw a lot of berets, which, you know, I love to see.
Yeah, I know you do.
And Luna themselves also had on a couple of berets. I think Jinsoul in the like the subunit outfits, if I'm remembering correctly. Didn't Kim tell you to
turn your ass around?
Yes, with her eyes. She really did. Oh my gosh. I was gonna talk about all the meet and greet stuff at the same time, but I keep bringing it up. Anyway, yeah, we met. And we were like posing for the picture or whatever, and I was one of the first to like get in position, so I turned around and I was like, should I say a little something, maybe not, and then I turned around again and I was like, okay, never mind, and then I turned around one more time and Kim Lip gave me a look. She really was like, you again, you turned around to do what this time, all in the look. It was just in the, because I couldn't even, she had a mask on, I couldn't even see the bottom half of her face, but her eyes and eyebrows were like, bitch, if you don't turn the fuck around, what are you looking for? We're still here, we're still standing here, we're just standing and waiting like you, and that's fine. But she was annoyed, but Vivi did smile at me. She was like, you're annoying, but Vivi was like, you're endearing.
Oh god, Kim's done with everybody.
Understandable.
I mean, you know, me and her text, so you know.
Yeah. I honestly was honored to be the like object of Kim Lip's legendary annoyance. Like, I couldn't have asked for more, I think. I've watched those compilations of her just like glaring at people, at her own members before.
She probably saw you fighting outside in front of the transport, like, oh, that bitch again.
Me. Oh my gosh. So that was good. I personally complimented Jinsoul on her hair, so she knew she looked good. All right, she got the fresh cut for me for Atlanta. I was like, you really did that, bae. You look so good. She was like, thanks, boo. You know, I had to, for you. You know, I did this for you. I was like, oh my God, girl. Okay, I'll see you later.
We're going to run to the Cracker Barrel.
I was like, I'll see you at the Waffle House later. Yeah, okay, the waffle. Yeah, I got your waffle. You know I got your waffle, girl. You gonna take home some hash browns for Yojin? Okay, good.
We're gonna save you a seat. next to Mars when you get there. No, because I know one. I know Lynn listens to 106 because Eve's a huge fan, and so is Heejin and Vivi.
Oh, I believe it, actually.
And Yojin was probably real mad that she couldn't come out at that concert because she knows how messy we are. Wait a minute, I know them. It's like, yes, Yojin is us, girl. Like,
oh my god, yeah. You know we be coming to the Atlanta shows, hey.
You listen to Super Freaky Girl, Yojin? You know she stands in the game of nudge.
R-E-A-K. Stop play. I Rest can see peace. Yojin doing the AK.
Oh god, please don't let her do a trend of that on TikTok. I don't want to see it. I don't need that. Because I'm going to be like, oh no, yo, Jen, what are we doing? We didn't even talk about the concert yet.
No, we skipped like all around. Okay, so I don't remember like the song order.
First song had to be something really acrobatic because Hustle had to sit down because Hustle's shoulder is injured.
I think they opened with, first it was like the,
I'm so bad.
Okay, so did they open with I'm so bad?
I think so, and Hustle was sitting down in front of us. She never looked my way though because she knows she can't see.
She can't see. She wouldn't have been, she wouldn't have seen nothing. She was very like, she was looking around and like waving, but I don't think she was really seeing nobody.
she was looking around like, hey people. And she was clearly annoyed that she had to sit down.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm glad she was resting. I'm glad she's like, I'm always grateful to see idols resting. I love that.
No, yeah, same, please, because I was, I'm not gonna lie, like I remember she tried to get up and do like dance moves.
And, like, she did her little like one or two things, her little wiggles. But they were like, no, sit down.
They made her perform My Mel, you know, that's what makes me cry. I did cry during that performance.
I cried. It went from, what was it? It was like, did she go first or was it the YY by Y first?
I think it was either YY by Y.
Them two, still love those you. Two, yeah, yeah, yeah. Those two songs back to back had me in fucking tears. Ugh. I was destroyed.
You know how I felt with My Melody.
Right. So that, I don't have like super, I love the song, right? But I'm not generally emotional to that song. Neither am I with the YY by YY one that they did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One Way. I was like, but oh, baby, you are. No, I cried. Because yeah. Eve was really singing like she lost everything in the divorce. Like, she.
I mean, she was not there, so.
And on top of that, she wasn't there. So I was really in my feelings. And then.
You know, it's so funny and so, like, so heart wrecking. If out of nowhere in the background, it showed like just like a photo of Chi with the like
no like the doves.
Oh my god!
No,
it disappears into the background.
Fade out, the slow fade out,
and then it comes back. And I still love
you. And I still love you. No, I would have been on the floor. They would have had to carry me out. No. And I've been like, no, actually, just leave me down here. I need to hear the rest of the concert. Oh my god, no. I would have been mad as hell if I passed out during Luna and missed the concert. No.
Thank god our little section only had like 5 people in it. 6, mm-hmm. I think.
Oh my gosh. I feel bad.
That little boy...
For the little boy, I feel bad being a tall person at concerts sometimes, right? Uh-huh. But like, I couldn't, if I had sat down the whole time, I could not have seen.
No, literally.
I couldn't have seen either. Like, the way that that section was positioned, I think.
It was you cannot see.
Like, that was, yeah. You need a little bit of elevation.
Now they would have put me in front of my man, it would have been different.
But I was trying to, like, stay out of the kid's way. And I think eventually he just ended up moving to my other side. And because I'm wiggly. Like, I'd be moving around. I was sitting and standing because I have to. But, like, I liked our section.
It was cute.
Overall, I think.
Yeah, me too.
I wish that we had just seen them twice.
Yeah.
So that I could get, like, you know, I have the one show where I'm fully engrossed And maybe seeing them from center, like nosebleeds, center stage, but like dead on, so I can see all the formations and stuff. Because when Butterfly or for Butterfly so early, it was like what, the third song or something, second, third.
I'm sorry, I got a bitch in that.
Please
when
do.
When Yvette came to our side and then Hi-Hi started playing.
Yeah. No, you really skip it all the way to the end. No, that had me. I screamed. The videos on my phone, there's one that I sent to you and Cass the other day of right when Hi-Hi starts, and the like the still, the thumbnail for it or whatever is like me screaming my heart out, like,
oh my god,
because they were right there, like she was over there for the song. It's everything that I had been practicing for. I'm like ready to do the fan chant, ready to scream, like, Eva practiced for this, baby, are you listening? I hope you hear me.
Oh.
You look so
high. Can we talk about, okay, like now to black listeners who grew up with no father?
Yeah.
Or who grew up with a neglectful father?
Sure.
You know, waiting on the side, you know, waiting on like the sidewalk for your dad to come by, yeah, when he never comes.
But this time he pulled up.
That was me with Hustle the entire concert.
Oh, wait.
Holding my light stick. Oh my god. Hey, holding my light stick up.
She never gave you any play. She didn't come under the thing like Eve did.
Like, oh no, Eve came all the way over there.
For real. She was really working the stage.
She came like a few times. I was like,
I don't know if you know this, Eve, but you're making orbits for life over here. Like, I feel like we have.
And no offense to Hasul, I know he was injured, and I get that,
right?
And I respect that,
of course.
But like, I apologize in advance for the Adam fan I'm about to become.
For the what?
Adam fan I'm about to become.
Okay.
Of Eve.
I was like, who the hell is Adam?
Chew. But, I'm sorry, but, like, Eve got me that night. Eve winked at me a few times. Eve, like, posing my camera, like.
Right. She was
even,
like,
at one moment, me and Heejin had a moment out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, man.
Me and Vivi had a moment. Too. Me and Chiwari had a moment.
Yeah.
Like. Even Olivia Hay came by that part of the stage. I mean, not like that far out, but she came
no,
by.
No, a little bit though. And you know, Dia was dying. She was like, please come over here. Next
start
time
of the year, Heejin.
Her in her fucking arms, bro. Oh, she's ripped. Oh, she be in the gym. Oh my god. She's so fine. Like, she's literally just beautiful. They just all are in real life exactly that beautiful. Yes.
Like it's, I'm not gonna lie, when Heejin came to our side, I was like, I don't know, like, Eve, she's kind of beating you right now.
And go on, look like an angel the whole time. I think she had fun. I don't know.
No, I think she had fun.
I do. What do you call the thingies that they play between the thingies so that the girls can get changed?
When they're doing the, what do you call them? But what, they had these little videos between, they were like showing like their hidden talents.
Luna's Got Talent. It was hilarious.
Yes.
It was hilarious. I was rolling.
Chilleri's, no, I'm not gonna lie, like, I've never looked at Chilleri because, like, I mean, because she, well, first of all, Yojin is my niece.
Sure.
And also Chilleri, and like, it's a dropout, so like,
I love Luna the dropout.
I mean, I'm a dropout too, but like,
exactly, on. Like, they just like me for real.
But I was like, wait a minute, Chilleri is like hitting. Chilleri with bangs is everything. Has Chilleri always had bangs or not?
No, she has not always had bangs like that. And her, something about her hair's like it's hanging different. She's got it layered or something. The bangs are hitting. She's really maturing.
She's and like that's literally like, the secret weapon of Luna.
No, for real. And oh my god, she was working the fan cams too. Like, I don't know how she found so many in the crowd, but as I was scrolling through the like Luna in Atlanta hashtag after the fact, like,
hell, she's on my camera and I was on the side of the thing sitting down.
Like, every time I see a Cherry like in a fan cam, she's like giving just a little play, just a little bit for you and you and you and you, for everybody.
I'm the girl, how do you see me?
She's a performer. She was made to be an idol. Like, damn.
Oh, I mean, God. She does have my favorite solo, so that is true. her and Charlie Taff with that song Puzzle. Yeah.
Puzzle. I want to go to another Luna concert, and I want it to be like twice as long. And I'm like, they were like, okay, you know, we're coming to the end. And I was like, what do you mean? You haven't even touched half of your discography.
No, literally.
What do you mean it's the end of the concert? Bring the frog costume out here. Somebody else gonna have to do this later.
Okay. And Christmas is right around the corner, so
right, come on. Have
to, and not the Carol 2.0. I want the Carol.
No, I want
the
both.
Original girls.
I want both. You can do them both. Y'all got time? Do a mashup.
No, I don't want a mashup. I want to cry. I did not cry to Carol 2.0, okay? Now, Eve singing directly in my face, maybe.
No, if Eve sang, Eve could sing anything to me. Like, if she sits on the chair, puts the mic in her hand, like, give her that the dim lighting, I'm gonna cry.
Oh.
I am gonna weep.
I'm thinking about what Kim Lup tried to interact with the audience, but then the PA system kept fucking with her mic.
Uh-huh, and she was like, never mind. Fuck that, that. I'll take that as a sign.
Someone tried to hand her, like, a towel or something, or, like, a t-shirt. She smiled at them and just waved, like,
I'm oh, my God, sorry. It was probably a gay flag.
It was white.
You sure it wasn't, like, the middle stripe on the lesbian flag? Because at our show, I definitely saw a lesbian flag that got left behind on the stage. People had signed it, and it was just sitting on the stage. I was like, wow.
They're not gonna touch no fabric in Atlanta.
She took the movement, though.
Okay, that's different. We could wash that later.
But honestly, what are they going to do with these flags? Why do people give them flags in the first place? You don't even know what their representative flag is, except for the Korean flag. Like, what do you want them to do with them?
They're like, not going to hang it up. Like,
where are they going to put it? Where are they going to...
It's 12 bitches in one house.
You think you're going to see it in the background in the V-Live next time? No, they're not putting that shit up.
In South Korea?
They're not.
Come on. Have a little common sense, honey. At least,
and now you've got to put the girls in an awkward position because either they eye it like Kim Lip did in Houston, or they have to like leave it on stage and someone feels bad afterwards.
I mean, I'm just throwing it in the trash. I'm sorry, but they probably get a flag. They probably get a flag every night. I know, and I think it was in Houston or the last concert in America. The translator at the beginning of the concert before Luna went on like seconds before Luna went on stage said hello LGBTs.
No.
Yes, there's video of it. And then Luna walks on stage immediately afterwards.
Stop, I'm dying.
I was like, why would she say that? Everyone,
because
everyone.
It's true. Stop.
No, the way everyone cheered.
I know they went up. I know they went up. Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, you got Texas or Atlanta or
you definitely could have said that in Atlanta safely.
Very safely. And if my man went up, I would have been like, okay, wait, he might be the one.
We needed that. We needed that in Atlanta.
You know, I know he wants to weigh his sister. But
oh my gosh.
He could have known me later.
The way, like, Hyunjin kept looking over there, I was happy for him.
Yeah, he got a lot of Hyunjin interaction.
I was happy for him. And I was glad. I was really ready to bonk somebody on the head with my Luna bong if they were too loud or disrespectful to any of the girls.
No, because I remember during like men's people.
People started shushing people. I was like, damn right.
They're not gonna have what happened at that one concert mm-mm. happened again. Nope. Like, we're not doing that.
Nope. We are staying right on in line. We will behave.
No. What else? Oh, I actually would love to talk about our Airbnb real quick.
Okay, sure.
So we're driving. We're looking for the Airbnb. I was like, oh, it must be somewhere in this neighborhood. Like, it's the hood, obviously, but, you know, we're not staying in the hood. So, but then we pull up and we're staying in the hood. And to get into the Airbnb, there are a shit ton of steep stairs, I'm going to say.
No, for real. So the house is, like, weirdly on a hill, but, like, underneath the house is nothing. It's like a one-story house at the top of a hill with nothing underneath. Or duplex, rather. Not, like, house, but...
Yeah. With bars in the windows.
I loved that, actually. I was like... Oh.
I fell asleep pretty comfortably because of that.
No, it was like, okay, at least we got them. I was like, to have them... To need them and have them, love that. To not... Yeah. If I rolled up and there weren't any, but there were on the house across the street, I'd have been like, well, where's mine?
So, landlord person, can you come over now and install these bars?
I'm gonna need the bars.
We also have a security system.
So, it was very safe.
And the trade in Atlanta is pretty nice, too.
I felt comfy.
Me too.
It looked... I was worried that it was like mid-gentrification, but I think it's still like predominantly black-owned stuff over there. And like the guy that was working at the coffee shop said like him and his sister came up in the neighborhood, and like the father who used to own the building passed it down to his daughter and da 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 da. And it was a very cute little area.
And the men outside were nice to your partner, apparently.
I definitely, I was a little concerned when I went out, because I went out before she did. And I saw them and I was like, morning. And they seemed chill, but I almost texted her like as I left. I was like, just so you know, it's like a gaggle of niggas on the porch outside next door, like in the front.
You should have texted me that. I would have went outside immediately. Oh my god, does anyone need anything?
Did y'all eat? Y'all have breakfast?
I can make some collards and some like peach cobbler real quick. Like, go to the store. Go to the store, y'all. We can have a whole dinner party right now. Oh no, I'm single. You know, I'm just waiting for the right one. Like, I've only been one person my whole life. Like, and we barely did anything, to be honest.
So anyway, yeah, it was a perfectly cute neighborhood. and not that far away. You know what, though? I'm not looking forward to going back to the Roxy.
Me neither. Oh, wait, I'm not going back. What am I talking about?
I mean, if you come with us to Nas, you can.
Y'all go on that day and leave on that day. It's not gonna be comfortable for y'all.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's only if I come. That's only if I come to.
Damn, 9 to 5.
Ooh, I'll delete that out of the podcast. That's only if I'm coming to where y'all stay, like a few days before, and then and then stay like with y'all like a day or two after.
Mm. Well, you know, you could come and catch it even if you don't come to the concert. You could come down anyway and watch the babies. Now that I'm a cat parent.
I mean, I already saw tickets for the concert, and I could easily afford a ticket. In the section where I was sitting last time.
Oh, nice. Convenient.
Yeah, convenient. But we need to get the pedals on the wheelchair next time.
Oh, man. That's so...
Oh, did you return? Did you return it yet?
No, it's the weekend. I have to get it back by Monday. I have it on my to-do list.
Make sure you remember the thingies.
I will. If they had... The reason I didn't remember all the pieces is because I was in such a rush, parked in the middle of the fucking intersection. Like, where's the accessible parking?
Yeah, where is that?
Like, where's the safe even parking? Because I was really... Like, I had to move out of the way of traffic.
You'd be able to
a little bit something. Can y'all scoot over? Can you move the tent? Like, nothing. So I was a little flustered about having to park weirdly.
Also, to have a better ADA section at the Roxy.
For real.
Like on a platform or something.
Just a something.
Lift it up at least 3 feet. So I'd be closer to the stage.
Matter of fact, just put it up on the stage.
Actually,
like,
yeah, me on the side. Oh my god, girl,
that was good. You did good.
I don't need nobody to move my body.
Yeah, so me with no strings.
Me coming on stage in the wheelchair like Artie from Glee.
I was like, who? But you know, I was not a Gleek.
This and what you missed here on Glee. Shout out to my Gleeks. What else happened at this concert? I mean, what
like
do y'all
a
want?
Lot. I should have written something down.
Same. I just feel like we got on and we just were freestyling. But like, yeah, it's been such a long time since we've recorded this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, 106 is just kind of a, I don't know. Well, we're usually organized, but I don't know. Ish. I just feel like we're here to have a little conversation with y'all. Like, it's a little conversation.
Orbit to orbit.
You know, grab your weed, grab your tea, whatever you got.
Mm-hmm.
And sit down with us.
Let me take a sip of my coffee, matter of fact.
Like, I don't personally do those vices because I'm a good person, but I'm not going to judge y'all.
Right.
Cause
y'all being me.
I'm not talking about you. That will never judge you, okay?
Okay. I want to circle back around to Luna's Got Talent.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Because Go On in particular and Vivi. No, I'm gonna start with Miss Vivi. So the premise is like they're going in front of the judges to display their hidden talents. And Vivi goes up with this metal case, looking like very serious, very official. And she opens it up and it's full of like several pink plastic bottles filled with water. And she's like, my special talent is flipping them. And it's so beautiful. She doesn't flip she doesn't successfully flip a single one. That's so juicy to me. She's so funny. She sits there. She was like, I'm building tension by not successfully doing it.
Girl, what is that?
She's hilarious. She's hilarious. And I watched all of them thinking that like maybe they would have a guest judge, a surprise contender.
Oh, you know who we wanted to be. Yes.
I really deluded myself into thinking that, though. I have no reason. I had no, like, no reason for me to think that. I put the idea in my own head. But she was not on there. But that was fine, because everyone else was hilarious. We got a little Yojin action.
My babes. Wait, am I still here?
Yes. I okay. Muted myself, because... there was noise on this end.
Oh, tell my babes I said hi. I mean, okay, since we're talking about Luna already.
Yeah, which we're supposed to be doing.
Let's talk about Flip That. I want to talk about the songs that we...
Oh, yeah. We haven't been on to talk about it together.
We didn't even talk about and.
Damn.
I mean, we can just rush through and then talk about Flip That.
What was that? Paint the Town.
Paint the Dick.
I mean, we can talk about and.
I mean, when Paint the Town came out for me personally.
Yeah.
You know how I felt?
I don't remember how you felt.
Towards the chorus. The song was great until I got to the chorus for me.
I
I was a pre-debut AT stan.
I go back and forth about Paint the Town.
Live, though. It goes.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was about to say. I went up for it live. Like, the audience also, like, the people love Paint the Town. The way the light sticks were banging at
the way my light stick is almost broken.
All of our light sticks, I think, died at least once.
Oh, my God. You remember the trash can with your partner was talking about the trash can full of the light sticks that were just red.
Oh, yeah. sorry to those orbits that lost the light sticks, but I hope y'all had an excellent time.
Some people literally lost their light sticks. People were coming to the thing like, I found this light stick outside.
Wow. No, it could not be me.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry, I paid too much for that light stick for it to be real. Outside.
And now I've personalized mine, okay, with my little chew things on it.
Yes, it was so cute. Yours is cute. Well, I'm gonna talk about my favorite songs off this for a second.
Okay.
Wow, because of Evie.
You would.
I mean, yeah, and then Be Honest. I mean, okay. Well, the rest of the album minus Paint the Town. but let's talk about, I mean, I want to talk about Dance on My Own particularly.
Yeah.
Because live, that was also great.
That was excellent live. Oh, dance. I was about to sing every lyric. I was ready to do, I was like, but let me let Luna do it.
Oh no, I listened to some of my footage and I sound horrible.
Oh my god.
In the back. I don't need nobody to move my butt.
And I know my voice was scratchy. I know I was off pitch. Like, oh god.
You know, the rest of, well, you know, if we ever do a proper episode on that, we will. But let's get to Flip That.
Please. Oh my god. Yo, like, no disrespect to and enjoyers, but Flip That really brought me back to Luna all the way back to Luna.
I was unsure for a second, I'm not gonna lie.
Before it came out or after it came out?
Before and after for a little bit, because I saw Pose and I was like, oh damn, this is good. And then
I love Pose.
When the Flip That teaser was coming out, I was like, this is looking very regular.
When Flip That I knew we were about to make a return to the Luna that, like, I fell in love with. I knew, I just could feel it through the teasers. I was so excited.
They did not
disappoint.
I can't do that hand dance. That is way too complicated for me.
Sunmi couldn't do it either. That's okay. You're in good company.
Trying to do the Nayeon pop hand dance is still too much for me.
Ooh, I figured that one out, actually. That one day that that Cass jokingly was like, okay, now do pop. I was like, could I?
Pop, pop, pop.
And I stood in the mirror and practiced it for a little while.
I mean, I know how to do the, like, if I don't do the hand motion movements correctly, I know how to do the rest. It's just me having to do the reflex of, like, the hand popping back and then the other hand becoming one mm-hmm. finger. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's just too much. My coordination is way off.
But yeah, I was very excited for Flip That. And I loved it. I love the whole album. Every single song on the album.
I love Playback.
Pale Blue Dot.
Oof.
Probably one of my top five Luna songs overall. I love Pale Blue Dot. When they were like, y'all gotta do the hoo-hoo-hoos for us. I was like, I don't know if I can do that, Luna. My voice is definitely gonna crack because I'm about to weep.
Oh, God. The way everyone was off key.
Yeah. And even after Eve was like, y'all gotta bring it up a little higher. Y'all gotta bring it up a little higher. That's not hitting. That's not hitting like it should. Luna, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but y'all are the professional singers.
No, literally, we did not pay to sing the song. I'm so sorry. I mean, I didn't pay my flight ticket at all. Thank you, bestie. But we come to you for the singing. So Kim Lip, you better get to the mic.
Come on, ain't no. I need y'all to hit the hoo-hoo-hoos because my voice, I don't know if y'all heard how loud I was screaming a second ago, but I don't have it.
No, I literally sent, like, I posted one of the videos on my Instagram story, uh-huh. and one of our mutual friends literally messaged me back, is that so-and-so in the back? Because I can hear them. And I was like, yeah, that's us.
No, who asked that?
I'm going to block the name out, but your...
Mine? Oh no. That's okay. That's okay. They already know how embarrassing I am, actually. I feel like they've seen my, you know, innermost self since we've played D&D together.
Yeah.
But oh my god, I know I'm in the background of I sent you and Dia in the group chat a tweet that is someone else's video that I can hear myself in the background.
Oh no. I mean, you're so stylish, fat pussy Mylish.
That had me rolling. Whoever, like, not, it wasn't everyone, but I heard someone saying it loud as fuck behind me. And I was like, yeah, my people, I love sitting amongst orbits.
Oh god, I want to talk about Playback because I didn't have my camera open for that one. I had it open temporarily. I mean, mm-hmm. I just had my phone open. And then, yeah. You know, they were performing in their chairs, and then they rushed to the front of the stairs towards the end.
Yeah,
I opened my camera up, and, like, you know, I'm interacting with one of them, but I was like, I need to get this on camera. And I couldn't get it on camera.
Damn, I hate that. I hate that. That's why I'm saying we should have gone twice, okay? Because I need if I'm. Like, I can't do both. I need to remember what I'm seeing, right? So I have to record some stuff so that I have something to look back on and be like, yeah, wow, this happened for real.
Let me see if I can find it on what do you call this? YouTube.
Well, yes. But then, like, some things, I'm like, this singular video, like, no one else has this exact content just like this.
No, literally.
And that's really cool to me. But also, like, I go to live performances to like experience live music, and I'm always torn between the two, and I always try to find like a balance, but that just ends up with like half-assed, like shaky video of like.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Was your friend sleepy at the concert?
I don't know.
I found this YouTube channel called Sleepy with like Luna in Atlanta concert footage.
If she was there and didn't tell me, I will actually cry.
Do they play like game? Like what kind of games do they play?
League of Legends.
Is this League of Legends? I don't know.
Wait, send me the link.
Okay, let me send you.
Because she very well might have been. She does like Luna, but I feel like she lives closer to Kentucky, I think. Ooh, that's, why is that not in my head? Why isn't that in my ears?
Yeah.
If I just mute it, does that fix it?
I'm a bad girl.
Oh my god, it could be. It's Ooh. League of Legends. And Luna in Atlanta, even if this isn't that sleepy, which it might not be the same sleepy because it's with E's and not threes. but I want to be friends with this person regardless. Oh my gosh. Me telling Olivia, hey, I love her.
Oh, I think it was Olivia Hay that ran to our section. And I was really jealous. Kim Love also came to our... I'm looking at footage. I'm so sorry. You know, but Eve, that's my best friend.
Period.
This is when Heejin came to our section. She pointed at me. Oh my god, sorry. Sorry, y'all. I'm having a moment again. I'm crying. I'm literally crying right now.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Not me. This was this person's footage.
Oh no.
Oh, that's when Yvesse. I'm looking at another POV of your best
coming at over. Me.
Yeah.
Eee.
Oh my god.
She's a star. She blew me away.
I'm sorry, y'all. Literally, like y'all don't get it. And y'all never will. unless you go to a Luna concert.
No, because you won't get it unless you made it through the butterfly drought.
Oh,
like you God. Don't understand unless you were in the fucking trenches. Like you don't the journey that I've been through with the song Butterfly Alone.
It was.
If you get it, you get it.
If you don't, you don't. Like,
you know?
Because that was so hard.
As, yeah. Like, I've been here since Favorite. Since before Favorite. But, like.
Since Why by Why. Maybe even, like, OEC, actually.
Yeah.
We've been here for a while.
And like, to see them.
It's annoying the fuck out of y'all with Luna videos in the group chat.
Oh my god. I'm trying to sign in to see if.
And then y'all finally came around. I was looking at fan first, but they didn't get it.
No. I did. I saw, what was it, Eve online. I liked Luna before I realized I liked Luna, and then you overexposed me to that one YYYY song. But I do feel like I might have seen, I think Jin Seol might have technically been my first girl. And then Eve was also, I'm calling Jin Seol and Eve my first girl.
I feel like I saw Luna a long time ago, but I was like, this is confusing. I don't know why.
Right.
I was like, okay, all these girls are Luna. I'm confused. So
we're all Luna, actually.
Yeah. And I think at that time, that's when 1/4 was around. So I wasn't into Luna.
1/4.
Not 1/4. 1/3. Oh God.
Which, considering
there was no 1/3 song.
What you mean?
At the concert, there were no 1/3 songs. There was an OVC song.
There was a 1/3 song.
What was it?
Hang on. Hold on, because I remember.
Because I would have remembered a 1/3 song.
No, because. Hang on. Give me a minute. I feel like there was.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm pretty sure that they did.
Mm-hmm.
Not me having all this footage of the, like, in-between thingies. What is this? Okay, that's OEC. Oh, I was gone for the subunit stages. Actually, I have no footage of the first. Oh, my gosh. Wait, was it just? That means Vivi didn't get a.
Nope.
Damn.
So there was no 1/3 stage at all.
Damn. And I have
there was You and Me Together. You and Me Together.
I thought so. Ooh, I was like, no, I feel like someone was out there, but I couldn't remember because that's when I was losing consciousness. Okay. My phone escaped from my hand. Eyes were blurry. Tears were forming.
Uh-huh.
That I wasn't present for that. This is why I take video, because otherwise I'm just poof, not even.
We gotta wrap this up eventually.
Okay. Dia, since you're sitting right here, what was your favorite song they did? Or favorite moment from the show?
They didn't perform favorite.
I wasn't expecting them to, but I did still want them to perform favorite.
Hello.
I liked a lot of the performances. I liked favorite.
There wasn't a favorite.
I liked. I meant to say Paint the Town.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, my God. I liked Paint the Town a lot. But I think my favorite performance was High, because I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
And also, we had been, like, just freshly practicing the fan chant.
Uh-huh.
So it was fun. And also, they were just extra close to the,
Yeah, there were stage. Excellent interactions for High.
They were
High.
Wearing goofy little hats.
And their big old t-shirts, the oversized shirts. Yeah. Oh, wait. Could you hear any of what she just said?
Yes, and I will take that out of the podcast.
Oh, ooh.
Hi.
Me too, I think.
I think also for me also. I mean, but for me personally.
Yeah.
I wish they had actually, like, done the dance.
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing them be extra casual was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. I love My Melody. And Lunatic.
Okay, yes.
I was not expecting Lunatic at all.
No, of all the OEC songs, me neither.
I wanted to hear Chaotic, My Love is So Done.
I think High High was what I wanted to see the most.
So, I wanted to see, I personally wanted to see Kiss Later.
Okay, yeah, I did too. I did too. I made a lot of jokes, but I meant it.
Heejin, put on that outfit.
Somebody get the frog head. Get the frog head!
Put it on!
Me backstage at the Luna. Where the fuck's the frog costume?
You're gonna put it on?
Who's putting it on?
If you don't put it on, I'm gonna make you go out into the audience. Kim Lip, I'm looking at you.
I think High High and One Way were my favorites.
And I still love you.
It tore me up. It really tore me. Oh, if
the way the whole audience went, oh.
When Eve looked at Go On for the little harmonies, okay. I
when no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. You ain't, for those who get it, they get it, but y'all know what I'm referencing.
Oh man, the whole thing was excellent. The whole thing was excellent. I feel so glad to like have gotten to experience them live, despite the like plagues that are upon humanity.
Also, them getting hustled to cover Choose parts.
Oh. And wait, Kim Lip did a couple of them too. The I am obsessed with her High Note and Star, Choose Note and Star. The what is the fucking, I can't remember the line right now. But so Hustle did perfect. It. It hurts to throw it at you. You already know. Yeah, that's the one. Come on. Hustle did that. And that's the only time in the concert that I was 100% silent, because I wanted to hear her do that. That was all I could manage. I looked back at my footage for that and I was like, this shit is crystal clear. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the only thing I can hear.
So, before we close out, I'd like to reintroduce an old segment of ours.
Yeah.
Called Stream This.
Every segment in this is now an old segment at this point.
Shut up.
Lovingly.
Moon, what's your Stream This for the foreseeable future?
From now until we return, dang, I don't know. I was unprepared. Oh my God. No, Stream Forever One, the album by Girls' Generation, actually. I'm an aspiring soul now.
Thank you. Shout out to all my sunny biases. yeah, she's cute as hell. My Stream This is a very controversial song. It is Cookie by Red Velvet. Just kidding. It's actually Attention by New Jeans Fashion Nova.
Attention's so good.
You got me looking for a nigga.
A-N-I-G-G-A.
N-I-G-G-G-G-A. A nigga is that's what I want. N-I-N-I-G-G-A.
No, nigga, we can't be out here spelling that word.
You got me looking for a nigga.
I'm really into the concept of new jeans, and I can't wait to see all of the little like how they carry all of these things that they've set up into their next comeback or whatever.
Yeah. And also for them. Illusion by Aespa.
Okay.
Yeah, follow me. Come and get less fucked up. So, this has been 106, and this has been 106 the tour.
Yeah, and
we'll see you whenever we feel like it. This was spontaneous. Just know that. So.
This was brought on by the Luna tour. So next time Luna does something tour worthy, you know, of the same, I guess we'll be back then.
Yeah.
We'll back see. When Luna's back.
I'll try to pressure. But yeah, because next month, I mean, anyway, so love you all.
Okay.
And may you'll all have fat pussy mileage.
Yeah, I hope all of your pussies get very fat mileage.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I just want you on my phone right now. I just wanna hear mine. 'Cause I know what you like.